off of a high screen, takes it to the hoop, lays it up off the glass and through, and she'll launch from three-point range and buries it.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
And Morehead State has pulled off the upset. 14 Ohio Valley Conference regular season games down, four to go. And down the stretch they come. Hi, Eagle fans. This is Tom Lewis, along with my partner, Wes Holland. This evening is the third leg in Morehead State's string of four games in four states in 8 days. It's the Eagles' only stop at home during that run, but that doesn't mean there's any time to relax. For the MSU women, tonight's opponent is the team that has already sewn up the top seed in next month's OVC tournament, Southern Indiana. The Screaming Eagles have lost only one league game all year, and they're coming off of a 37-point beatdown of usual defensive juggernaut Little Rock. It remains to be seen how sealing up the conference's top seed may affect Coach Rick Stein's rotation and bench use. Regardless, this is a huge game for Coach Kayla Petrie's Eagles. They're tied for third in the league ladder, a mere game out of second. Seeds 3 and 4 get a bye in the postseason tourney. Seeds 1 and 2 get a double bye all the way to the semifinals. Oh, how sweet that would be. Stick around. We'll talk with Eagle Coach Kayla Petrie after this break on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN Events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. He's Tom Lewis, and I'm Kayla Petrie, and we're here for a basketball game.
Southern Indiana against Morehead State in OVC basketball action. Looks like rolling.
We just like to mix things up, keep it fresh. You know, we don't normally play on a Tuesday, so I mean we're all delirious on the road, like So I just wanted to, you're always asking me questions, yeah. So nosy, always wanting to know everything. And so I just wanted to ask you, like, obviously there's a little different vibe, a little different energy about our team. What is the biggest difference that you can see?
The biggest difference, are you talking
anything
from year to year? Or?
Take this wherever you want
to
go.
All right, well, year to year, I think energy is a big factor. The nights when it seems like you're up during pregame, that carries over into the game, and it impacts not just the energy, but it seems to impact the execution as well.
You're spoken like a great coach, man. That's good stuff.
That's probably the biggest difference that I see year over year. And you know, obviously winning breeds more energy most of the time, and you've done more winning this season.
Yes,
so
sir.
That makes sense.
I got a big enough job on my hands tonight. You know, I'm going to have to coach our team and help out the referees as usual. So I better let you do your job. What do you got for me?
All right.
Do you like that little segue?
That was very good. That was enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'll put you back on the hot seat. Obviously, Southern Indiana, the top team in the league this year. They've already wrapped up the number one seed. What is it that makes them what seems to be at least a notch or two above everybody else right now?
Well, they have a very strong inside presence. Two people, maybe three, that are just as good as anybody other than the McClone kid she's just a different level. But they've got the best inside presence of anybody in the league. And then they're surrounded by great shooters. And so just very, very difficult to, with our size, it's just a terrible matchup for us because we're not big. We have a little bit of length, but we don't have length and strength. And so for us to stop that inside blow, we usually have to take somebody, and they're so disciplined and so well coached. They knock it down from the perimeter. They it's easy for them to find shooters, and they make shots. But first off, what a great job by him and their program. They've added a couple of pieces in the offseason, but they were like us. They were kind of the bottom of that OVC play last year, and he's done a great job. Their team has done a great job, and so I'm really happy for them.
I know chemistry's big for you, and that seems to be the thing with USI. You talked about the pieces that they brought in. Those pieces, when you look at what those women did at their previous stops, it wasn't really anything that wowed you or jumped out like that's a huge upgrade, but as you said, that's certainly been a big part of it.
Allie Saunders coming off the OVC and Newcomer of the Week, Player of the Week.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure her story. I know she came from Valpo, but I'm not sure if she battled injuries or what. I know, but she's just been unbelievable for them, big time.
Maddie Webb from SIUE, another.
I forgot that she came from there.
Yep.
Okay. No, she's been unbelievable.
Yeah. But when she was at SIUE,
different style.
Yeah, different style.
That up and down track meet style might not be as conducive of an environment for her to be successful. Like, she's more of the traditional back to the basket. But no, I had forgotten that she was there.
So, final quick silly question. With USI already locking up that number one seed, any chance of an emotional letdown for them tonight, maybe kicking in into cruise control a little bit?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I can't even speak for our team and how we're going to show up. You never know. And so I sure am not going to jump out there. I know they've had a couple of little tweaking injuries, and this will be their fourth game. They've been on a road stretch as well. And so they've played the same schedule we've played. And so we need to it's just flip-flop. They're our travel partner. So if we could somehow steal this one tonight and then continue to win the rest of the games, beating them would give us the tiebreaker in this little logjam that we're in. I think we could finish anywhere from the 2 seed to
7, maybe.
Well, that's probably the realistic. But I think if you look at best case scenario and worst case scenario, we might could go down as far as 9. There's the tie.
Yeah.
But then if we were to lose out and other people were to win out, but we need to take care of business at that 18-round fight.
Exactly.
So But I hope they will more come. And if you're out in your car listening, please come to Johnson Arena a little bit early. Big game for both us and the men tonight.
Absolutely. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coach Kayla Petrie, back after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to come and see us and save during Hinton Mills' 41st Annual Seed Day Sale going on this week at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, DA oil and hydraulic fluid, as well as Antler Builder Essentials Mineral. Save money now through Saturday on the items you need around the farm this spring during the big sale, Hinton Mills' Annual Seed Day Sale. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh lean store ground beef from Chuck is specially priced at just $4.49 a pound. Honeycrisp apples, only $1.49 a pound. Jumbo sweet onions are just $1.29 a pound. And two large 59-ounce cartons of Our Family orange juice, they're only $7. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Johnson Arena on the campus of Moorhead State University. The Eagles getting set to take on the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana out of Evansville. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's women's game, starting with the visiting USI Screaming Eagles. They're 18-6 on the year, 13-1 in OVC competition. The Screaming Eagles have won four in a row and 14 of their last 15, including their 88-51 dismantling of Little Rock on Saturday. They'll start three guards and two forwards tonight. Allie Saunders, the point guard, a 5'10 sophomore from DePaul, Indiana, a transfer from Valparaiso. She's averaging 7.7 points and 2.6 rebounds a game, but she is also the reigning OVC player and newcomer of the week after a huge week against Little Rock and UT Martin last week. Vanessa Shafford, the two guard, a 5'9 junior from Linton, Indiana, leads the team with 14 points a game as well as 7.7 rebounds an outing. Addie Blackwell's the third guard, a 5'4 redshirt senior from Bloomington, Indiana, 5.3 points, 1.5 boards a game. And Meredith Raley and Maddie Webb are the forwards. Raley, a 6-foot senior from Hobstadt, Indiana, at 12.5 markers and 6 caroms a game. And Webb, a 6'2 senior from Bedford, Indiana, transferred from SIU Edwardsville. She's averaging 10.5 points and 5.2 rebounds an outing. Rick Stein is in his 25th season at the USI helm, where he's 441 and 260. Moorhead State is 13-12 on the season with an 8-6 OVC ledger, good for a tie for third place right now. The Eagles are coming off of a 70-54 loss at Tennessee Martin on Saturday. Katie Novick will be the point guard to start things out tonight. The 5'9 freshman from Grodno, Belarus, averaging 11.3 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 3.7 assists a game. Veronica Charles, the two guard, a 5'4 senior from Otukpo, Nigeria, 13.5 markers, almost 4 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and 2.5 steals per game. And the third guard, Melissa Secchiaroli, a 5'10 junior from Sourges, France, at 7 points and just shy of 2 rebounds a game. Haley Rhodes and Blessing King, the forwards. Rhodes, a 5'11 sophomore from Keller, Texas, 10.5 points, 5 rebounds a game. King, 5'10 sophomore from Columbus, Ohio, at 5.7 points and a whopping 10.2 rebounds an outing. Kayla Petrie in her third season at the Eagle helm. She's 25 and 59. USI leads the all-time series with MSU 2-1, including a 70-55 win over the Eagles in Evansville back on January 20th. This series only began last season when Southern Indiana joined the OVC. We'll take one more break, come back and look at our keys, and get set for tip-off after this on the Eagles Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Check our keys to the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagles Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you, courtside at Morehead State's Johnson Arena. Good to be back beside your partner.
Hola, Tom. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you.
You almost didn't have a partner, though.
Why?
Because walking in here, it was 62 degrees. We either need to play this game outside, or I didn't need to come in, one or the other.
The joys of Kentucky winter weather. Let's talk about the keys to this winter basketball game. Morehead State in a bit of a kind of pivot situation right now, tied for third place in the OVC and just a game out of second. That would be huge for the Eagles, but a tough task tonight against this USI team. What's the big key for Morehead State? I imagine that favorite stat of yours, extra possessions, loom large.
What, three-point field goal percentage? Is that my favorite stat? No. Extra possessions, yes. Obviously the underdog. If you're the Eagles, you hate this spot on the schedule, because you're at that three spot, you really need a win, but you're definitely facing your toughest opponent of the OVC schedule. So you've got to hold them to one shot. You heard Coach Petrie talking before. Great in the post. Very strong team. However, they're only seventh in the OVC in offensive rebounds. So that's a place where they can limit them to one shot. And then also you've got to take care of the ball. USI only 10th. In the league, enforce turnovers, a very disciplined defense. They want you to take difficult shots, but they're not going to turn over a lot. So winning that extra possession battle when you're the underdog can go a long way to making this competitive game.
If you're USI, I imagine feeding the post will be a big factor tonight.
Boy, yeah, almost the exact opposite. Yeah, we looked at the starting lineups. The Eagles are going to run kind of small. Obviously, USI loves to feed the post. They've got three of their top four scorers who are forwards in their starting lineup. And really, they need to score. Because if they score over 70, they only have one loss on the season. So that 70-point mark is a magical spot for USI.
Teams on the floor getting set for opening tip. Morehead State in the home white uniforms with blue numbers and letters and blue and gold trim. USI, the road reds with navy blue numbers and letters and navy blue and white trim. Blessing King will tip it up against Maddie Webb, and it's Webb winning that battle. So USI will start this game with the basketball, working in the offensive end to our left. It's Addie Blackwell pounding the dribble around the top of the arc. Hands it off to Saunders. Now to Schaffer. Make that Rayleigh. Kicks it underneath and then back outside to Schaffer. Right wing three-pointer. Leaves it off the front of the iron. No good. Blessing King already with an early rebound to Novick. Over to Charles in the far corner. She'll kick it back out to Novick to set the offense. Gives it off to Charles. Underhands it right back to Novick at the left hash. She'll rotate into the top of the key. Off to Haley Rhodes. Step back jumper. Left side near the baseline. Off the glass and through. Morehead State, the early 2-0 lead.
Good deliberate offense. Good start.
Rayleigh gets it to Saunders, flashes it down on the low post to Maddie Webb, going to work against King. Hook shot in the lane over Blessing, and it's good, and it's 2-2 here early. Full court pressure by the Screaming Eagles. Morehead State up to the task. Haley Rhodes gives it up to Charles on the right wing. Puts down one left-handed dribble and passes back out top to Novick. Now to Sekiaroli on the right wing. Bounce pass to Charles, around to Novick. Got it inside that zone to Haley Rhodes. Kicks it out to Charles, around to Sekiaroli. Three-point try a little too strong, and the rebound to Blackwell. She'll work it up the right side of the floor. Passes ahead to Shafford, who kicks it back out straight away to Rayleigh. Floats it inside to Webb. Picks up her dribble. Nice job by King shutting that down. And it has to come back out to Saunders. She'll take it to the free throw line. Now down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up. Count the basket. And Veronica Charles, I believe, is going to be called for the personal foul trying to defend. First foul of the game on anyone.
That's a really tough position to be in, because they did get the ball in the post early. It really contorted the defense. You remember Coach Petrie in the pregame talking about having to bring somebody down to give them a little bit of hassle. It frees up those guards.
Saunders at the line, puts it up, converts the three-point play. Last week in two games, she averaged 19 points, was 14 of 21 from the field, and 10 of 14 from three-point range in those two games. On the other end, Morehead State's Charles kicks it over to the left wing to Sekiaroli. Holds the ball over her head, and now back out to Charles, right back to Sekiaroli. Novick pops out to take it between the rings. To Sekiaroli, bounce pass baseline to King. Fans it back out to Novick, to Sekiaroli. Catch and shoot three off the back of the iron, no good. And Blackwell, another rebound for the Screaming Eagles. She'll bring it the other way herself. Now to Maddie Webb, bounce pass to Saunders, tries to float it inside and does so beautifully to Rayleigh over the outstretched hands of Haley Rhodes. And Morehead State had a 2-0 lead. USI has answered with 7 unanswered points.
They've tried playing behind them, and that time they tried fronting them, and neither one. Very much success so far.
Charles to Novick on the right wing, down to the right baseline to King. Double teamed, kicks out to Sekiaroli, around to Charles. Three-pointer left side, got it. First triple of the game for Veronica, and it cuts the USI lead back to 2.
If they can find that range, it'll go a long way to staying in this one, Tom.
Absolutely, partner. Blackwell, bounce pass out top to Shafford. Got it down to Webb. She had to track the ball down. Hook shot in the lane over King. Off the mark to the left, and Novick the rebound. She'll come the other way for Morehead State. Angles north toward the left hash, and then slows it up. Floats back around the top of the arc, drives right side of the lane, scoop shot, no good. King the rebound, puts it back up, too strong, loose basketball. Blackwell chases it down, and she and Sekiaroli collide, and a foul on Morehead State Sekiaroli. And adding injury to insult, Sekiaroli took a shot to the chin in the process, and it looks like she'll head to the bench. Skylar Barnes and Matilda Soderlund check in, as Veronica Charles also will get a breather.
Mel got in that no man's land, no woman's land, where you didn't know if you should go after the ball or stop the ball, one or the other.
Blackwell brings it across the division line, works against Novick, has it tapped away by Novick, last touched by Blackwell. Nicely defended by Katie on the perimeter, out of bounds at the Morehead State bench where the Eagles will get it.
Katie got a two-hand shove from Webb into her own player.
USI will back off into the half court defensively this time as Novick brings it across midcourt. Gives it off to Barnes, right back to Novick, high right. She's guarded by Shafford, gives it up to King, around to Barnes on the left wing. Comes around to King's screen, gets it to Novick, stops at the free throw line. Tried to get it to Haley Rhodes, deflected away by Shafford. Haley tracks it down near the division line, and then a pass across court. Read beautifully by Rayleigh. She'll come the other way, lays it up and in, and a foul called on Haley Rhodes.
Whew. Passing it back to the middle of the court when you're trapped like that, always dangerous, and sure enough, caught it on the run, right to the hole.
And then an unnecessary foul, as Haley should have just let that one go.
Yeah, it's like you always tell players, don't let one mistake turn into two.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. So Rayleigh will step to the line, a left-hander out of Hobstad, Indiana. Leaves the free throw short. King the rebound. Hands it off to Novick to come up the left side of the floor. Hesitates, drives out to King. Now to Jaden Rhodes, around to Skylar Barnes on the right wing. takes it into the lane, scoops it up, off to the right, no good, and the rebound hauled in by Chloe Gannon onto the floor for the first time for USI. Off to Trinity Ralston, to Shafford, left wing three, no good, floor rebound, Harams out to Barnes, but she goes to the floor, tried to get it to Soderlund. In that scramble, it's out of bounds on the far side off of Soderlund.
Would not want to be the official making that call out of the scrum.
No.
It's like we were watching a rugby scrum for a minute.
So USI basketball, 5.5 to play in the first quarter, and they're up by 4. Shafford to Gannon, outside the arc right side. Bounce pass out to Ralston. Gets it to Shafford, curling to the right wing. She'll drive to the right elbow, goes up with the jumper from there. Deflected, no good, but she's fouled, and Shafford back to the line for 2 more. And Blessing King, I think, picked that one up.
It looked like a pretty good contest to me on that one. I'm not sure where there was any contact, certainly not enough to send her to the floor.
That's big, though. It's the fourth team foul on the Eagles, so USI will be shooting free throws for the last 5:16 of this first quarter. Shafford, so far tonight, 0 of 2 from the floor. This is her first trip to the line. Preseason All-OVC pick and playing well enough to be a postseason All-OVC pick, but she rims the first free throw out, no good. One more to come. It's airborne, and it's right on the money. It's a 10-5 USI advantage. As Tori Handley will check in to replace Shafford. Handley, another SIUE transfer, along with Maddie Webb, a grad student from Jeffersonville, Indiana. Again, full court pressure by the Screaming Eagles. Charles to Barnes, who passes it across midcourt to Charles. Into the corner to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three off the back of the iron high. No good. And the floor rebound by Ralston. On the dribble, she comes the other way. Picked up by Barnes. Crossover dribble, blow by Ralston. Got it off the Gannon down low and got it to go on the layup.
Boy, incredible crossover dribble and a perfect feed right into the post off of it.
Scoreboard showing 11-5. It should be 12-5 as Charles works it across the timeline against Saunders. Takes it near the right quarter and then floats back up the arc and out between the circles. To Soderlund at the left hash. Chest pass out to Barnes and around the horn to Charles. 10 to shoot as she gets it to Soderlund. Now to Barnes. Catch and shoot left wing three. Leaves it short. Off the iron to Saunders. Morehead State has gone cold. 0 of their last 4. Only 1 of their last 7. Ralston out straightaway to Saunders. Wide open three, but she is a little too strong with it. And Michaela Hall brings down the board. To Charles, ahead to Soderlund. Asks for Charles to come take the ball. Now she'll drive right baseline, gets it off to Hall. Pull-up jumper right of the lane. Too short, fight for the rebound, and it's Gannon taking it away from Charles. And then a blocking foul on Morehead State's Skyler Barnes. Game getting a little bit chippy.
And as you mentioned, that's a big deal now because, well, they're staying sideline.
Timeout on the floor. 3:54 to go in the first quarter, and USI leads Morehead State 12-5 here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead.
Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
12-5, the early score, Southern Indiana on top of Morehead State. The Eagles in the middle of a three-minute, 19-second scoring drought. They've missed 8 of their last 9 field goal tries and have dug another early hole. That's been a recurring theme, unfortunately, Wes, if you're an Eagle fan this season.
Oh, it has been. And they've done a lot of things right so far, Tom. On the positive side, they're neutral on extra possessions. They've only committed 2 turnovers. They do have an offensive rebound. The big stat line that's not really a headline is 56% field goals for USI and 20% for MSU. So 2 of 10, they've gotten 1 extra field goal attempt. They just can't hit them.
Looks a lot like the UT Martin game so far, where that's concerned. And I hate to bring that up.
Right.
But maybe the jinx will work in reverse there.
It looks just like the UT Martin game. Exactly like
now
it,
Tom.
Now
we're on the same page. Trinity Ralston at the free throw line.
And there's no way she misses this second free throw.
No,
either.
She made the first. Absolutely has to be right on the money with the second. Louisville, Kentucky freshman out of Sacred Heart High School. Well, the jinx didn't work as she makes the second, and it's 14-5 USI. Full court pressure. Novick and Rhodes working to get it across midcourt. Now to Soderlund. To Rhodes. She'll get it to Novick out near the Eagle logo. To Soderlund. Cross court to Novick out top left side. Into the corner to Skylar Barnes. Back out to Novick. Right back to Barnes. Right back to Novick. Overhead pass back to Barnes. She'll drive the left angle. Tried to float it to one of her teammates, but it's deflected away. And another turnover as here come the Screaming Eagles. Saunders picks up her dribble, comes out to Rayleigh. Catch and shoot 3. Kind of a set shot by Rayleigh, right on the money. And all of a sudden, it's a dozen-point advantage for the Screaming Eagles, 17-5. Novick pounds the dribble in the Eagle logo to Barnes, high left. Bounce pass out to Soderlund between the rings and around to the right side to Novick. Now to Haley Rhodes. Out top to Novick and around to Soderlund at the left hash. Back to Novick. Jab step. Tried to pass it to the far side. Soderlund and Barnes both there. There was some hesitation. They didn't know who was supposed to be catching the pass, and it goes out of bounds between them.
In 7 minutes of the quarter, they had 2 turnovers, and now 30 seconds later, they have 4.
And the scoring drought has extended to 4 minutes, 24 seconds. 17-3 run for USI over the last 6:15. Rayleigh gives it to Gannon out top, guarded by King. 1 bounce, hands it to the curling Ralston, works the right side of the lane, spins in against Veronica Charles, way short with a pull-up jumper. Charles with the rebound, tried to throw it over top of the defense, but read beautifully by Tori Handley, who picks it off. Gets it to Saunders, bounce pass into the lane to Rayleigh. Up and under move between Rhodes and King, and King's going to pick up the personal foul trying to block that shot.
Yeah, outside of that being her second foul, I mean, that wasn't a particularly bad foul. That was going to be an automatic, too. That does send her to the bench, unfortunately. Yeah. That's not good.
Talk about the number of weapons on this Screaming Eagle roster. Meredith Rayleigh going to the line, another one of them. She's 14th in the OVC in scoring, 7th in rebounding, 7th in free throw percentage, and she scored 10-plus in 12 of her last 14 games. Makes the first free throw here, one more to come. It's currently 18-5 USI. Second one rims out. Haley Rhodes the rebound. She'll bring it across herself, passes out high right to Charles. To the curling, Novick. over to Secchiaroli at the left hash. Puts it on the floor, drives left angle, reverse layup high off the glass and through. Finally, the scoring drought ends in about 5 minutes, but it's still 18-7 USI. Ralston jab step, now drives right side. Pass off the mark intended for Shafford in front of the Morehead State bench, but out of a reach and out of bounds.
Maybe they can build a little momentum. You get the field goal, you get the turnover.
Again, extended defensive pressure by the Screaming Eagles. Charles gets it to Novick, still in the backcourt. Finally gets it across, splitting the center circle and angles to the left hash. Tried to come around a high screen, but it's taken out of her hands by Ralston. She'll come the other way. Slows up at the right wing and kicks it out to Webb. Around to Handley, who finds Gannon on the low block, but her left-handed hook shot no good. And Haley Rhodes the rebound. Dribbles it into the front court and gives it up to Secchiaroli near the left hash. Asks for Novick to come out and take it, and she does. And then works down the arc to the right. Now back up to the left, into the top of the key, kicks far corner to Secchiaroli. She'll drive into the lane, scoops it up again, count the basket, and Secchiaroli will go to the line for an and one.
We just saw the carbon copy of the last offensive possession.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. They keep doing that until they stop it.
Secchiaroli now with 4 points, a chance to make it five. Mel doesn't get to the line that often. She's only 16 of 28 from there this season. That's good for 57%. Free throw is short. And Maddie Webb with the rebound. She gets it to Blackwell, who just checked back in. Now Handley underneath to Gannon. Her shot contested, missed it, but Shafford with the putback puts it through.
Well, there's one of those painful offensive rebounds.
20-9 now, USI, under a minute to play in the opening quarter. Novick to Rhodes near the right corner. One bounce back out to Novick between the circles. She'll move to the left hash. Gives it to Secchiaroli. Thought about the three. Instead, goes baseline left side to Hall. Back out to Secchiaroli. Long three-pointer. Air ball, but Haley Rhodes comes up with the rebound. 2 seconds to shoot. And the shot clock expires as Secchiaroli's three-point try did not touch the iron.
She was going for the assist, Tom.
Apparently.
She was going for the assist. It was right to Rhodes. Right to Rhodes.
I like
simple basketball,
sir.
People.
Yeah,
jeez.
We just don't know what we're talking about. I do know it's 20-9 USI. 17 seconds to play.
Truth.
And holding for the last shot, Zaddy Blackwell out high right. 8 to play in the quarter. Blackwell around a high screen, working to the left, now back to the right. Bounce pass to Shafford. Left side jumper, left elbow extended, nothing but net. And an exclamation point by Vanessa Shafford extends the Screaming Eagle lead at the end of the first quarter over Morehead State to 22-9. We'll take a break and come back with quarter number two here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Played one quarter at Johnson Arena in tonight's Ohio Valley Conference women's men's basketball doubleheader. And right now, it's the first place Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles leading Moorhead State's Eagles 22-9 in the women's half of that twin bill. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Wes, we were talking during the break about what makes this USI team so special. It's the bigs, like Coach Kayla Petrie said in the pregame. It's just a look that nobody else in the league really can offer.
Yeah, when you're able to put two bigs, especially on defense, you can put two bigs down on the blocks. Your guards have free reign to just create chaos and havoc and not have to worry about getting beat. Mm-hmm. So you see hard closeouts. You see shooting the lanes.
Eagles have the basketball to start quarter number two. Novick holds the ball over her head. Gets it out to Charles, right back to Novick. Couple of dribbles to her left. Back to Charles. Takes it into the lane. Jump stop. Try to get it down low to Michaela Hall off of her hands and out of bounds.
Eight turnovers now, Tom, and that is just not going to do it when you're the dog.
Eight turnovers and shooting only 31% so far. Here comes Blackwell into the front court. Bounce pass far side to Tori Handley. Bounces it out to Gannon at the head of the arc. Around to Blackwell on the left side of the lane, or rather the left side of the arc. Works it back out top. One-handed pass to the far corner to Shafford. To Handley, right back to Shafford in the corner, guarded by Secchiaroli. Two to shoot. Didn't realize it. Steps to her left. Gets off the three-pointer, but it's too strong. Backside rebound to Novick. She'll come up the left side of the floor into the front court. Comes around a Hall screen out top. Hands it off to Charles on the right wing. Works around the top of the key. Pull-up jumper left of the lane off the neck of the iron. No. But Blackwell doing a dance along the baseline. Can't stay in bounds with the rebound. And Moorhead State will keep the basketball.
Blackwell just did not know how close she was to that line. Went for the easy rebound and stepped on it.
Wholesale changes for Moorhead State as King, Paris McBride, and Soderlund all check back in. A couple of subs for Coach Rick Stein, Screaming Eagles as well. Rayleigh replacing Gannon. And I believe it was Saunders also checking back in. Inbounds comes to King, who gets it out to McBride. Around to Soderlund, to Secchiaroli. Soderlund to catch and shoot three, right point. And she's on point. 22-12, USI.
That is what these Eagles need out of Tilly.
Shafford out top to Saunders. Around a Rayleigh screen. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Nobody picked her up, and she went uncontested to lay it in. McBride ahead to Haley Rhodes. Can't save it in to a teammate as nobody else got back, and instead it's Blackwell the other way for the Screaming Eagles. To Saunders. Bullet pass down low to Rayleigh, who kicks it out to Shafford. Missed the three-pointer, but Webb the rebound. To Blackwell, catch and shoot. Left wing three, no good, but got her own miss. Floats it back up, too strong. But Shafford on the backside, another offensive board. Bounce pass down low to Webb. Backs in against Moorhead State's King, and Webb called for the offensive personal.
With three offensive rebounds, thank goodness for that charge. But I don't think I've seen anybody go over top of Blessing King get a rebound before.
No.
I just saw Webb do that.
Just the first on Webb and the first of the quarter on USI. Again, full court pressure being applied by the Screaming Eagles. Soderlund and McBride as a duo bringing it up the court for the Eagles. McBride passes to Secchiaroli across the line to Soderlund, now to McBride on the right point. Passes into the lane to Jaden Rhodes, flashes it back out to Secchiaroli. Bounce pass to McBride, right elbow jumper is on the mark, and it's 24-14 USI. Blackwell out to Rayleigh, fakes the three, instead passes right side to Schaffer. Steps outside the arc, out to Saunders, catch and shoot three just to the right of the top of the arc, no good, rims in and out. McBride to rebound, the other way for the Eagles. Into the near corner to Soderlund, drives the angle, kicks out to McBride. Gets cut off trying to penetrate against Schaffer and brings it back outside the arc. She'll try again, stop and pop in the lane from 14, no good. Fight for the rebound near corner. Blessing King wins the battle. Gets it out to Soderlund. Back to McBride to reset. Hands it off to the curling Soderlund. Now to Jaden Rhodes around to Secchiaroli. Tries to drive left side. Kicks out instead to Soderlund. But Morehead State looks like King is going to be called for an illegal screen. That's number three on Blessing King, and that's big.
Oh, goodness. First, that's really big.
First of the quarter on the Eagles, but Morehead State's most imposing low post presence, playing with three fouls, stays on the floor for now. Trinity Ralston just checked in. She's manning the point for USI. Crossover dribble against Soderlund. Blue Byard laid it up and in.
Ralston is lightning fast. We cannot describe on the radio how fast she is. Oh, my goodness.
And a blocking foul as Paris McBride tried to get around Ralston, but Ralston not in position. And we've got a stoppage as Natasha Harris, the lead official, wants to have a chat. I'm not sure what that was about, Wes.
I have no idea. I was trying to take the headset off and listen there, but couldn't make sense of it.
One foul in the quarter now on USI. Actually, they're not even... Okay, the foul did just show up on the computer stats. McBride out to Hannah Hicks, who just checked in for Morehead State to replace King. To Novick, over to Soderlund on the right wing. Back out top to Novick. Around near the left hash to McBride. To Novick, catch and shoot, right point three. Way too short. And the air ball will just go out of bounds on the baseline, and USI will get possession.
And now we're seeing a defense that the Eagles have struggled with this year, that 1-3-1, and they do. They close out hard. They shift well. They're really well drilled on defense.
Eagles now 2 of 8 from three-point range. Saunders bounce pass entry to Rayleigh. Gets cut off and kicks it back out to Saunders. Gives it up to Webb at the top of the key. Got around a screen. Up off the glass and through over Hicks. USI just playing great fundamental basketball right now, up 28-14. Soderlund out to McBride, high right. To Novick and around to Soderlund at the left hash. Bounce pass baseline to Hicks. Tries to loft it into Rhodes, but it's deflected away. Fight for the basketball. Hicks comes up with it and gets it to Soderlund. Out to McBride, straight away. Three, got it! Chaos. And Morehead State turns it into cake, 28-17. USI, but a big three-point bucket there by Paris McBride. Webb out to Schaffer on the left wing. Chest pass out to Ralston between the circles. Angles to the right, gives it off to Saunders. Catch and shoot three, bottom of the net. So the Screaming Eagles answer Morehead State's three with a three of their own and make it a 31-17 ball game.
I mean, and if you're Tilly, you have to go under that screen there. You got to give something, and that's what she had to give.
Soderlund out to Novick, around to McBride. Gets it to Hicks at the left elbow to Soderlund. Right point three, got it! Whoa, Tilly! 31-20, USI, the lead and the basketball. Rayleigh lofts it inside to Webb, nearly had it tapped away, instead gets it out to Saunders, but she has her three-point try rim in and out, and here comes Novick in a hurry. Didn't have the numbers, but it pays off anyway. Count the layup, and Katie Novick to the line for an and one possibility.
Novick forcing the issue, taking it full court, coast to coast.
And with 4:04 to play in quarter number two, Morehead State has made its last three field goal tries, five of its last seven, and they've cut it back to single digits, 31-22. We'll take a break and come back right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead.
With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Morehead State finding the momentum offensively for the first time tonight here in the second quarter, making their last three field goal tries and five of their last seven, and they've cut it back down to a 31-22 ball game after trailing by double digits for quite some time. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland. Wes, what do you think's been kind of triggering this little run for the Eagles?
On offense, it's been great to see them attacking the basket, forcing the issue, making the bigs come out and defend. It creates a little bit more breathing room for everybody else. But that last one by Novick, she got the rebound, ran the court, attacked the rim with two people, and gets the bucket, the hoop and the harm.
Yeah, it was Novick and four red uniforms down there. But Novick made it work, misses the free throw, rimmed around about two or three times, and then tapped out of bounds by Morehead State. Eagles flash some full court pressure. Saunders has the basketball. She'll walk it across midcourt against Soderlin. Bounce pass to Ralston on the right side. Kicks it across to Lexi Green to Saunders. Bounce pass to the elbow to Raley. Lofts it inside to Chloe Gannon. Kicks it back out to Saunders. She'll drive into the lane. Turn around. Can't get the shot. And her pass is taken away. Hicks deflected it to Novick. Novick brings it down to the offensive end to our right. Comes back out to the top of the key. Kicks it far corner to Soderlin. Back out to Novick. Dribbles to the left hash. Now comes back to the top of the arc. Spins into the lane. And we'll get it out to Haley Rhodes. Fakes to the right. Drives to the left. Scoops it up off the bottom of the backboard. No good. Ralston the floor rebound. Comes the other way. Two on four. Gives it off to Green. Out to Raley, left wide open for a three-point try. It's no good. And a foul on the rebound will go on Lexi Green of USI coming over the back.
Great block out by Hicks and Rhodes right there to create that foul.
Haley Rhodes to the bench for Morehead State. Veronica Charles back on, along with Novick, Soderlin, Jaden Rhodes, and Hannah Hicks.
Now, on defense, we're seeing the Eagles play a very standard 2-3. And now, they struggled a lot with rebounding out of that formation. We'll see how that goes.
Novick gets it into the front court. Gets it to Jaden Rhodes down on the left side. Back out to Novick. She'll dribble out near the center circle and reset the offense. 15 to shoot. 2:48 to play in the half. Novick around a Hicks screen. Far side to Charles. Fakes the shot. Drives the angle. Loses the handle, but it rolls right to Soderlund. She'll drive right angle. Floater. Rims around and goes. Matilda Soderlund now with 8 points to lead the way for Morehead State. And it's 31-24 USI. Bounce pass to Green. Out top to Saunders. Crossover dribble against Novick. Drives left side of the lane, but her scoop shot's too short. Kicks the rebound. Passes ahead to Novick. On ahead to Charles. Drives into the lane. Kicks it back out top to Novick as USI did a good job defensively. Novick to the right side of the lane. Skip pass to Charles. Drives to the free throw line. Passes across to Novick here on the right wing. To the right elbow. Bounce pass intended for Jaden Rhodes. Cutting right side, but it's kicked away by USI. Shot clock will reset to 20. 1:56 to play in the half.
Almost a beautiful pass through there if she hadn't been able to get her foot in the way.
Shafford back on the floor for USI as Ralston heads to the bench. Inbounds to Hicks. Out right hash to Novick. Around to Soderlund. Now to Charles. To Soderlund. Fakes the three. Passes back to Charles. Backs it out. Looks to the bench for instructions as the shot clock goes to single digits. Charles kicks near corner. Soderlund, three-pointer. It's short and then bounces over the rim to Jaden Rhodes on the backside. Out to Novick. To Charles. 1.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Shot clock at 10. Charles around a high screen to Novick. Catch and shoot left wing three. Too strong. Rebound caroms to the far corner. And it's gathered in there by Saunders. She'll come the other way for USI and give it up to Rayleigh between the rings. To Green. Entry pass on the bounce to Gannon. Goes to work against Hicks. Gannon misses the shot, but Hicks called for the personal foul.
Oh, Hicks had played such great defense if she just hadn't swatted down right there at the end. And what about the respect V. Charles gets? They all pack into the lane. Eagles have open shooters everywhere when V. Charles gets the ball and fakes like she's going into the lane.
Chloe Gannon heads to the line. Reigning OVC freshman of the week. She averaged 16.5 points and 8 rebounds last week against Tennessee Martin and Little Rock. First free throw. Kind of a knuckle ball, but it's right on the mark. Gannon, 9.5 point average on the year, shooting 65% from the line and makes both. 33-24. USI with the lead, but they haven't made a field goal in the last 3:40. Charles with the basketball, high right. Chest pass across to Secchiaroli near the left hash. She'll take it inside the top of the key. Kicks it to Soderlund. Rotates into the lane. Her floater in there is deflected, but she's fouled, and Tilly will get two freebies. That foul will go on Shafford. That's number two on Vanessa Shafford.
It's good to see Tilly exploring the drives really now. Yeah, typically, she'll sit outside and take threes all day.
She came in with only 6 free throw tries on the year and made 4 of them. She's now 5 of 7. She makes the first of 2. 33-25, 33-26. 52 seconds to play in the first half. Saunders methodically works it across midcourt for the Screaming Eagles. Facing a 2-3 zone still to Handley, out to Rayleigh, around to Shafford, to Saunders outside the arc right side. She'll launch a 3-pointer from the right wing. It's off the mark, rims in and out, and hits the rebound for Morehead State. 2-second difference between shot and game clock as Charles settles things down between the circles for Morehead State. Hands it off to Soderlund, high right, out top to Jaden Rhodes, to Secchiaroli. Immediately tries to drive the angle, gets cut off and kicks it out to Charles. Against Shafford, drives left side of the lane, out to Secchiaroli, fakes the three, gets around her defender, floater in the lane, got it! 3 seconds to play in the quarter as USI inbounds. Saunders won't be able to get a shot off before the clock expires. And so Morehead State outscores USI 19-11 in the second quarter and cuts the USI lead to 5 going in the halftime locker room. It's 33-28, USI leading MSU. We'll take a break and come back with our halftime festivities here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru at the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Well, things look bleak after the first quarter tonight. Morehead State got down to Southern Indiana 22-9 through the first 10 minutes, but the Eagles come storming back in the second quarter and outscore the Screaming Eagles 19-11, and we've got ourselves a ball game here at halftime, 33-28, USI leading MSU. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. And Wes, I think it's safe to say the Eagles have done it in a relatively unconventional fashion as far as this comeback is concerned.
Well, I think for the season, we have probably seen Seki Aroli and Soderlund together take three field goals inside of the three-point arc, and that's the only thing that's kept him in the game up to this point. I think there were six between the two of them in the first, second quarter.
We'll give Tilly some credit. She did make a couple of big three-pointers there in the second quarter. But, yeah, the dribble drive, typically not part of the Soderlund Secchiaroli repertoire.
And imagine what could have been, Tom Lewis.
And guess who's leading the Eagles in assists at halftime?
Oh,
Melissa Seki Aroli.
Really?
Three assists to lead the Eagles.
Good for her. Absolutely. Playing an all-around game. Well-rounded.
Yep.
But imagine what could have been in that first half. The Eagles are -5 on extra possessions. They turned the ball over 10 times and only forced 4. If they had had those extra field goals, they ended up shooting about the same. 43 for USI, 42 for MSU. This could be a completely different ballgame at the moment.
But it is still a ballgame. We'll take that, especially after the start in the first quarter. 33-28, Southern Indiana leads Morehead State. We'll take a break and come back with our MSU halftime segment. And then as we continue, take a closer look at some of the halftime numbers as we continue here on the Eagles Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose Main Street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Moorhead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Asia, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
So MSU has started open group counseling sessions. Can you first just tell us how MSU identified a need for this type of service?
Yes, so as far as group counseling, we wanted to create a space for students to come and talk about their concerns, whether it be mental health, transitioning into college, and just any type of social concerns that they do have. We know that this is, you know, an opportunity for them to better themselves, and we want to, you know, create a space for them as far as just, you know, providing the resources that they need.
So these counseling sessions, they take place in ADEC. Can you set the room for us? What's this going to look like?
Yes, so it's going to be in the third floor. We are going to try to set it up maybe like a circle. We are going to facilitate this, but we want the students to have a say on how they want to set the mood. But initially, we're going to have it kind of in a circle setting. Of course, we're going to have snacks for them.
Nice.
But
always
again,
good.
Yes, we got to have a snack. But again, just want to create that space for them.
And what kind of topics do you foresee? You say you're going to facilitate conversation. What kind of topics do you foresee covering?
Yes. So we are hoping, of course, mental health, any type of like anxiety, depression that a student may be experiencing, trauma. You know, sometimes we don't want to talk about trauma, so we're gonna try to make, you know, that space comfortable for students to talk about, you know, mental health, trauma, any, you know, anything that they may be experiencing right now.
And group counseling sessions can be beneficial. Finding somebody who you can relate to is also really helpful. But I imagine that sometimes these students will need one-on-one services, right?
Yes, that is correct. So the group, again, you know, support group, we're going to make it comfortable for the group. But if any student does identify that they need more services or individual services, we will have staff on board to get them connected to our office.
And these sessions are going on through the end of the spring semester. Any plans to continue them in the fall, if successful?
Yes. So we are hoping just to hear from the students to see if this is something that they want to continue. And then, yes, we will continue this on into the fall.
And as I understand it, students can join the group at any time.
Yes, that is correct.
And open to all MSU students?
All MSU students.
So are there differences between what, say, an undergraduate and a graduate student might bring to these discussions?
I would say not necessarily, just because of, you know, undergrad, you know, sometimes the age may be different, but I think, you know, we can all still connect on experiences because we're, you know, some graduate students are on campus, so they can definitely connect with undergraduate students. And then also, you know, again, we all can connect on some of the topics that we may discuss. So like mental health concerns, you know, test anxiety, you know, just to get comfortable with being on campus.
And what times are this group meeting?
Yeah, so it's going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m.
Asia, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Back on the campus of Morehead State University at Johnson Arena, we're at halftime of tonight's women's basketball game featuring Morehead State and Southern Indiana. It's USI with a 33-28 lead over MSU. Take a look at some of your halftime numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. USI 12 of 28 from the field, 43%, only 2 of 12 from three-point range. They shot 72% from deep against Little Rock in their last game. So Morehead State doing a pretty decent job defending on the perimeter, and USI has had some open looks not fall. Screaming Eagles 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Morehead State 11 of 26 shooting the ball, 42.3%. 4 of 12 from outside the arc, 33.3%, and 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Eagles winning the rebounding battle 19-16. Turnovers have been a big deal. USI has turned it over only 4 times, Morehead State 10, and as a result, it's USI with an 11-2 advantage in points off turnovers. Individually, leading the way for the Screaming Eagles, Meredith Raley and Allie Saunders with 8 points each. 5 for Vanessa Shafford, and 4 each for Webb, Ralston, and Gannon. For Morehead State, Matilda Soderlund in double digits with 10 points, 2 of 4 from 3-point range, 6 points for Melissa Secchiaroli, 5 for Paris McBride off the bench, 3 for Veronica Charles, who's been relatively quiet so far tonight, and 2 points each for Haley Rhodes and Katie Novick. Blessing King spent much of the first half on the bench with foul trouble, played only 8 minutes 47 seconds, but does already have 5 rebounds in this game. Again, your halftime score, 33-28, USI over MSU. We'll take one more 1-minute break and come back with our second half here on the Eagles Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Morehead include 2 packs of Eckrich Franks or Bologna are specially priced for just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $2.49 a pound. And Stouffer's large size entrees or bowlfuls are only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Almost set for second half action. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Screaming Eagles will inbound to start the second half of play. Addie Blackwell works down the left side of the arc, bounce pass out top to Saunders. Around a high screen, spin move in the lane, the ball will roll and go. And so USI, the first points of the second half, and it's 35-28, Screaming Eagles. Novick lofts it across the timeline to Sekia Rowley. She'll get it back to Novick, high right, near the hash, in front of the Moorhead State bench to our left. Kicks it to Soderlund, drives around her defender, pull-up jumper, left baseline, bottom of the net.
Showing the mid-range from Tilly.
Tilly with 12 points now on the night. 35-30 USI. Saunders with the basketball. Around a high, potentially moving screen by Rayley. No whistle for that. Out to Webb. Fakes the give off to Shafford. And instead, the turnaround jumper on the baseline is way off the mark. Short. Might have been contested by Hannah Hicks.
That is the shot they want her taking all night.
A lot of contact on a screen, no call, and we continue. Sekia Rowley driving off the right angle, high off the glass, way too strong, and here comes Blackwell the other way. Gives it off to to Saunders. Bounce pass down low to Webb. Gets around Hicks, but can't get the layup. Novick passes over the defense intended for Sekia Rowley. And Melissa last to touch before it goes out of bounds on the baseline. USI gets it back.
Little aggressive on these outlet passes tonight. That's at least the second, maybe the third turnover on those deep outlets.
Mel's going to go to the bench. Veronica Charles checks in. Not often you see Veronica start a half not on the floor, but she's off the bench here to start half number two. Blackwell out top to Webb. To Rayley, to Blackwell, found the cutting Webb in the lane. This time she's on the money with the layup. 37-30 USI. Hicks in the backcourt with Novick trying to work against the defensive pressure. Novick passes ahead to Charles near the left corner. Back out to Novick at the left hash. Comes around a Hicks screen. Kicks it to Soderlund. And a kicked ball as Soderlund tried the entry pass to Jaden Rhodes and kicked out of bounds by USI. Blessing King will make her first appearance of the second half. And Haley Rhodes also checks in for the Eagles. Jaden Rhodes and Hicks to the bench.
Yeah, Hicks fell asleep on that last possession.
Inbounds.
Following the cutter.
Yep. Inbounds to King. Now it's Charles to Soderlund. Catch and shoot. Right point three off the back of the iron. No. Blessing King went up and over Webb to try to haul in the rebound, but knocked it out of bounds instead. And so USI basketball. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Inbounds comes to Saunders. She'll work it through the center circle. And Saunders now will set things up for the USI offense. Gives it off to Rayley. Floats it down low to Webb. Volleyed around a bit by King, but Webb able to corral and put it up and through. 39-30. USI's lead extends back to 9. Charles to Haley Rhodes, fakes the jumper, drives off the left angle, no good. Blessing King's putback, does a dance and falls. So Blessing King now with 6 rebounds, I believe 3 on the offensive end, and Moorhead State cuts it back to a 7-point game. Loft inside to Rayley, goes to the reverse side of the lane, misses it, but Webb right there for the tap-in. That twin tower look by USI is so hard to defend. 41-32, Screaming Eagles. Charles pounds the high right dribble. Gets it to Novick on the left wing. Puts down one dribble, kicks it across to Soderlund into the far corner to Charles. Catch and shoot 3, rims in and out. No good. Rebound to Raley. Ahead to Blackwell. Up the near side, passing to Shafford outside the right wing. Bounce pass on the low block to Webb. Tried to get around her defender, but lost the handle and dribbled it out of bounds.
King and Charles both with very active hands. As soon as Webb caught the ball, it looks a lot different when you've got King in there guarding Webb as opposed to Hicks. I think they, you know, if you're USI, you'd probably prefer King in there at that moment.
Three fouls.
Mm-hmm.
Charles brings it ahead for Morehead State. Comes around a high screen, stops right elbow, gets it to King, to the curling Soderlund. Stops at the right elbow, out to Seki Aroli. Guarded by Shafford at the arc. Drives around her, gives it up to Haley Rhodes just inside the key. She'll drive down the left side of the lane, left-handed scoop off the glass and through. 41-34 USI. Blackwell guarded by Soderlund, gets it across midcourt. Bounce pass to Raley. Picks it near side to Shafford. Now into the corner to Blackwell. Holding it over her head. Guarded by Soderlund. Puts down the dribble. Now she'll try a right side three. Too strong, but Gannon gets the rebound. Puts it up with the left hand in the lane on a little baby hook. And gets the roll. Back to a 9-point advantage for USI. 43-34. 5.5 to play in the third. Charles kicks it across to Soderlund. Couple of dribbles, passes it back out to Charles. She'll penetrate into the lane, floats it up, leaves it short, rebound, ends up in the hands of Haley Rhodes. To Charles, out to Soderlund. Shot clock is reset, it's at 14 now. Soderlund on the right wing, drives the angle, pull-up jumper, off the back of the iron, no, rebound tapped by King into the hands of Raley. Gets it to Blackwell, who passes cross-court to Saunders. Down low to Gannon. Her shot blocked from behind by Rhodes, but Gannon got it right back and put it up and through.
The Eagles need a stoppage of the clock right now. We're getting ready to see, hopefully, King move to the four.
It's back to an 11-point advantage for USI. They've outscored the Eagles 12-6 here in the third. Next dead ball will be a media timeout. Seki Aroli out to Charles. Drives inside the lane. Kicks to Soderlund. Three-pointer. Got it! Matilda Soderlund has been on fire from outside the arc tonight. She's now 3 of 6 from there and has 15 points. 45-37 USI. Saunders with the basketball. Floats down the arc. And we've got a whistle and a foul.
There's no way.
Stoppage in play. That is on Melissa Seki Aroli, and I'm not quite sure about that one, but it does take us to a media timeout. 4:16 to play in the third quarter. It's USI up 45-37 on MSU here on the Eagles Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you've got a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Moorhead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Moorhead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hardworking machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
5:37, Southern Indiana leads Morehead State, 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland, it was a foul on Melissa Secchiaroli that took us to that media timeout. And Wes, I've got to say that in Melissa's defense, if the NCAA needs an illustration of an illegal flop, they could go back to that last play for their next instructional video.
Right. I mean, she kind of touched her a little bit, but she's twice the size of Mel and just laid down on the ground.
I loved your description during the break. It would be like Spud Webb running into Shaquille O'Neal and Shaq going to the floor. Chloe Gannon goes to work low block as we return to action, but overshoots the rim, and Morehead State the other way quickly. Novick hesitates, then kicks it out to Secchiaroli. Drives right angle. A lot of contact with Gannon. No call. Morehead State got it back. It was Hicks. Her shot wouldn't go, and then Jaden Rhodes unsuccessful. USI the other way. Ralston backs it outside the arc. Bounce pass to Gannon. Bounce pass into the lane to Webb. Try to get it back to Gannon. Couldn't, but the turnaround jumper from about 10 is on the money.
And that's just a tough shot you live with. That was good defense. Really, she put up the only thing she had.
Back to a double-digit lead for USI, 47-37. 3.5 to play in the third. Novick on the left wing with the basketball. It's a screen from Hicks. Kicks it far corner to Charles. Couple of jab steps. Now puts down the dribble. Comes near side to Secchiaroli. Two-point try. Air ball with 5 seconds to go. And the rebound on the floor by Torrey Handley. Gives it to Ralston, who comes through the center circle. Bounce pass to Webb. Led her beautifully to get around Hicks. And Webb lays it up and through.
Very dangerous 3 minutes for the Eagles right here. You cannot go into the fourth quarter down double digits. They really need to get this back into singles.
Novick across midcourt, angling to the left. Pushes off a bit on Handley. No call. Out to Secchiaroli. Back to Novick. 2-3 zone again by USI. And a whistle. And a foul call on the Screaming Eagles. That will go against Ralston. Wholesale changes for the Eagles. McBride, Soderlund, Haley Rhodes, and Blessing King back in.
She took two hands and pushed the screener. So it's hard to get a foul. When you're trying to run through the screen, it's a little tough to get one. She got one.
She's trying to take the screen with her.
Yep.
Novick, the only Eagle who stays on the floor after that wholesale substitution, triggers the inbounds out to McBride. High right to Soderlund. Bounce pass back to McBride. High left. Floats down the arc a little bit. Now back up around a Haley Road screen to Novick for a catch-and-shoot three. Rims off, no. Webb the rebound. To Saunders up the right side. Back to Webb. Bounce pass around to Torrey Handley. Bounce pass low block to Gannon. An up-and-under move against Haley Rhodes. And Chloe Gannon is a freshman but plays like a junior or senior. Got that one to go and increases it to a 14-point USI lead. But then a foul on the ensuing play.
Just too strong, Tom. You currently have 2 6-foot-2 players that are both powerful in the game at the same time. The Eagles just can't match up in the post with that.
Foul was on Ralston. That's number 3 on Trinity. McBride with the basketball. Rotates to the top of the arc. Kicks it far corner to Soderlund. She'll drive the angle. Takes it into the lane, kicks to Haley Rhodes for a three-pointer. Left side, dances off the back of the rim. Blessing King went up for the rebound, and she's fouled. Believe that will be Vanessa Shafford, and that's number 3 on USI's leading scorer on the season. She'll head to the bench, replaced by Lexi Green.
With 1:53 left in the third quarter, not a whole lot of foul trouble, though. Just King and Ralston with 3 each.
McBride to Soderlund, around to the left side to Novick, back to Soderlund. Bounce pass into the Far corner to King. Passes back out top to McBride. Quickly to Novick. Splits the spin defenders. And an up and under move against Gannon. And Novick gets it to go. 51-39 USI. Saunders guarded by Novick. Gets it across midcourt to Webb. Bounce pass to Green. Out top now to Saunders. Couple of dribbles. Back to Green. Right back to Saunders. And around the horn to Handley on the left side. Gets it left elbow to Webb. Passes to Green, who has it deflected out of her hands and out of bounds. Baseline. USI will keep it with 9 to shoot. 1:15 in the quarter. Handley to trigger the inbound. Lofts it into the lane to Webb. Turnaround jumper from the elbow. Off to the left. Blessing King crashes in for the board. To Novick. Quickly up ahead to Soderlin. She gets it back out to Novick as we tick down near the 1 minute mark. Novick curls into the lane, gets it left baseline to Haley Rhodes, back to Novick for a three. Off the back of the iron, no, but guess who? Blessing King, an offensive board to Soderlund. Three-pointer, again too strong. And a foul coming on Morehead State's Blessing King on the rebound, I think. No, they're going to get Tori Handley. Jockeying for position with King, and I guess they thought Handley was holding.
Oh, Blessing King was everywhere. My goodness.
Yep. Coach Rick Stein is livid. Giving Tom Barron an earful on the far side, but Morehead State will have the basketball after that foul call. King gets it out to Novick, out top to Soderlin. Right back to Novick on the left point. Novick inside the zone to McBride for a pull-up jumper from 12, and she cans it. 51-41, USI, 32 seconds to play in the third quarter. Entry pass to Gannon. Kicks it back out to Handley. To Webb at the left elbow. Out to Saunders. 18 to shoot. About a 4 second difference between shot and game clocks. Take away by Morehead State. Haley Rhodes quickly ahead to Novick. Lays it up. Can't get it to go. Blessing King the rebound. And another whistle and a foul. Boy, a missed opportunity on the layup, but another foul on USI.
No, just when I said there were really not a whole lot of fouls in this game. Well, they're
starting to add up.
27 of them in 30 seconds.
Yep. That'd be a slight exaggeration.
What?
But not much.
Surely not.
Surely not. Yes, it is. Don't call me Shirley. Maddie Webb picked up that personal, her second.
Anytime you can slip an airplane reference in, it's a good day.
I agree, and I'm glad you think so. Roger, Roger. And it's now the time of our show for the Blessing King Free Throw Clinic.
I picked a bad day to stop.
First one up, dances about 12 feet off the rim, but will not fall through. Blessing is a 36.5% free throw shooter. Second one, high arcing off the back of the iron. This one will find the hole and drop through. So back to single digits with 11.9 ticks remaining in the third quarter. And Morehead State extends the pressure full court. Inbounds to Blackwell, ridden by Charles all the way up the right side of the floor. Six to play in the quarter. Blackwell around to the defender. Kicks it near side, but an offensive foul. No basket. It would have been a three-pointer, but an illegal screen called on USI will wipe that out and give Morehead State a last chance with 3.2 seconds to play in the quarter.
If you're USI, they'll drive you crazy. Wide open three in the corner.
McBride takes the inbounds, dribbles up the far side, launches from three-quarter court, but it's way off the mark. And so the third quarter comes to an end. USI ends the third quarter on a 2-minute, 18-second scoring drought. The Eagles, two of their last 11 from the field, and it is a 51-42 Southern Indiana advantage as we will go to the fourth quarter here on the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Left to go in the women's half of tonight's OVC women's men's basketball doubleheader here at Johnson Arena. And it's Southern Indiana, the visitors, leading the homestanding Moorhead State Eagles 51-42. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland courtside with you. Wes, Moorhead State not out of it, but got to do some things a little bit better here in the closing 10 minutes.
This is not over. They did get it within single digits. They closed out that quarter really, really good, and that is incredibly important. And thank goodness for the mid-range jumper.
Yeah.
Huh? You know, the most hated shot in basketball has really kept them in this game today.
The Eagles do have the basketball first here in the fourth stanza. Novick dribbling from one side of the court to the other. Finds the cutting Jaden Rhodes down low, but she travels. Should have gone straight up. Instead, tried to dribble the ball and lost the handle.
Yeah, I was just looking at Paris McBride, three or four. All three of those have been those little mid-range in the middle of the defense.
Extended defensive pressure, but Blackwell will get it across midcourt against Soderlund. Bounce pass out top to Webb, who gets it to Rayleigh. To Blackwell on the right wing, out straight away to Rayleigh, and a whistle and a foul. As Moorhead State gets caught trying to fight through a screen unsuccessfully. It's on Novick, just her first. Not many times this year we've been able to say in the fourth quarter that Novick just picked up her first foul. On the inbounds, Vanessa Shafford finds the range from near the right corner for three. And back to a double-digit lead for USI, 54-42. Novick with the basketball on the left wing. Comes back to the top of the arc, then tries to penetrate, and she travels. Looking to kick to Soderlund in the far corner and took an extra step.
That's a great observation by you, though, because she's played a ton of minutes tonight and only one foul so far.
She's dealt with foul trouble a lot this year. Soderlund guards Blackwell as she crosses midcourt and gets it to Rayleigh. Three-point try by the lefty from the right point, right on the money. And so the first 6 points of the fourth quarter belong to USI, and they lead now 57-42.
Not the way you want to see this start out if you're the Eagles.
Novick floats it ahead to Haley Rhodes. Back out to Novick, high left, over to Soderlund. Cross court back to Novick here on the near side. Comes back out near the top of the arc. Gives it to Haley Rhodes on the left wing. Rhodes trying to penetrate into that 2-3 zone, does so, lays it up over the top of the rim, no good. Her sister Jaden can't hit the putback, and the rebound brought down by Rayleigh. Ahead to Blackwell, who hands it off to Shafford. to Rayleigh, into the lane to Webb. Nearly had it taken away, but gets it out to Shafford. Straight away, three, rims off, no good. And a foul on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Handley for coming over the back of Blessing King. Make that Rayleigh.
Again, Blessing King is everywhere.
Yep.
I think it's starting to frustrate Southern Indiana a little bit.
King with 12 rebounds on the night. That's 16 in the last outing, I believe it was. Offensive rebounding, 7 for Blessing tonight. One of the top 5 offensive rebounders in NCAA women's basketball. Morehead State basketball. Seki Aroli passes across the division line to Hannah Hicks. To Soderlund, to Seki Aroli, back to Novick at the Eagle logo. Stops at the top of the arc, gets it to Seki Aroli on the right wing. Back out to Novick, 12 to shoot, under 8 minutes to play. Novick to Soderlund, drives left baseline, floats it up, air ball. The Blessing King, the put back, and she draws contact. She is everywhere, as Wes Holland said.
You know how dangerous she's going to be when she shoots 50% from the free throw line.
Handley got her second personal foul. King's free throw off the glass and through. 57-45. USI throws over the top of the defense. The Eagles get back. It's Handley now on the left wing to Rayleigh at the elbow. Gives it off to Shafford. She'll dribble to the left side. Gets cut off by King. Passes back out to Rayleigh, standing just inside the Eagle logo. To Webb, one bounce to Handley. Curls into the lane, kicks near side to a wide open Shafford, but her three-pointer's off the mark. Hicks tracks down the rebound and passes ahead to Novick at midcourt. She'll keep on trucking. Gets it to Soderlund in the near corner. Three-point bucket, count it. And a foul. Novick on the assist. The officials are going to talk this over. They did count the three-point basket by Soderlund. And I'm not sure if it was Soderlund who got fouled or if that foul was away from the basket, Wes, or the shooter, rather.
It looked like that was called down in the paint.
This could be a 5 or 6 point trip for the Eagles if they get the basketball back here after that make.
Yeah, it did not look like Tilly got any contact over in the corner.
Getting an explanation. Okay, so the shot counts? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to explain it or do you want
to? Yeah, absolutely. So the officials are going to go look at that and see which happened first, the shot or the foul. So the foul was down low. And they're seeing if the ball had been released before the foul occurred.
And as I understand, the foul is on Blessing King of Morehead State, correct? I think he said foul
yes,
on 23 right.
Yes, correct. So as long as it was after that shot, those three will count.
Okay.
If it is before that shot, obviously those three disappear.
Okay.
And boy, what a heartbreak that would
be. Yeah, it looked like a potential two-possession trip for the Eagles, but instead the foul was on Blessing King, and that's big because that's her fourth.
Exactly.
And we still have 7-11 to play. That is a huge presence that the Eagles would miss greatly. Tom Barron, one of our officials, coming back over now to consult Wes Holland and TV color man Dean Hart and getting the explanation. We'll see how things sort out here. All right.
Thank you.
Wes coming back. He'll have the explanation for us. What do we got, Wes?
All right. So that foul was committed after the shot was released.
Okay.
So it is on King. The three does count by Soderlund, and it will be red ball going back down the court.
All right. So it's a single-digit ball game, 57-48, 7-11 to play in the final quarter. With that made three, Matilda Soderlund now 4 of 8 from deep today, 18 points to lead all scorers in this game. She has come up big time and again tonight. And the Eagles now on a 6-0 run after giving up the first six of the quarter.
Yeah, we've got it back to single digits. Got to play good defense. It'll be interesting to see what lineups he rolls out here, Coach Petrie rolls out here. If they go with those one or two stronger, larger bigs to try to prevent those post plays and give up the three. You've got to do something about that. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Yeah. It looks like Blessing King will stay on the floor with those four personal fouls. She's huddling with Hannah Hicks, Melissa Secchiaroli, Katie Novick, and Matilda Soderlund right now. And USI will counter with Handley, Saunders, Webb, Shafford, and Rayley.
So the ball was released before the foul. That's the only reason why it's going to count. That's not the red ball. Thank you.
All three of our officials have been kind enough to give us an explanation.
Very efficient.
Greatly appreciated. Full court pressure by Morehead State as Saunders gets the inbound. She has Soderlund riding her hip up the floor, but gets it across midcourt, pass to Shafford, to Handley, around to Rayley on the left wing. Floats it down on the low block to Shafford, backed up by Secchiaroli outside the arc. Bounce pass now to Webb, kicks it over to Handley, drives around Novick, kicks far corner to Shafford, three-pointer off the rim, no good. Webb tracks down the rebound near the corner and saves it out top to Saunders. Can't get around Soderlund on the drive. Comes around a screen now. Drives left side of the lane. Scoops. Hicks right there to block the shot. Novick comes up with the basketball. Cross court to Soderlund. To Secchiaroli. Far corner. She'll get it back to Soderlund. Has it knocked out of her hands. Tracks it down and gives it off to Novick on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Floater from there. Does a dance. Won't fall. Shafford pulls down the board. Comes the other way herself for the Screaming Eagles. Gives it up to Rayley. Pull it pass down low to Webb. In against Hicks, who blocks it again. Didn't even leave her feet. Beautiful block. Got it to Novick. Sets up shop on the left wing. Backs it out a couple of steps. Gets a screen from Hicks. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it across to Secchiaroli. Has it back tapped away from her. Out of bounds on the baseline by Handley.
And, Tom, that is exactly what they need from Hannah Hicks. Somebody to take that defensive pressure off of Blessing King, guarding the bigs on Southern Indiana.
Eagles will inbound baseline. It's into Hicks. She has her shot blocked by Chloe Gannon. Ralston tracks down the loose basketball, passes ahead to Shafford. Bounce pass to Gannon on the low block. Works with the left hand and a little baby hook up and through. 59-48 USI. Soderlund pull up jumper inside the key. Got it. Give Matilda Soderlund 20 points on the night.
Gannon's going to be a real problem in this league for years,
yep.
Isn't she, Tom?
Absolutely. On the other end, it's Ralston. Gets cut off by King on the low block. Pass nearly taken away, but corralled at the free throw line by Shafford. To Ralston. 9 to shoot. Step back jumper, top of the key, dances, won't fall, and a foul on the rebound against USI.
Another big stop. The Eagles have had several big stops right here. They've got to capitalize on this. This is where they've got to close the gap. You cannot count on USI not scoring.
That foul was on Meredith Rayley. That's her third. USI now one of its last seven from the floor. Harris McBride will take the inbounds, gets it back to Secchiaroli as McBride and Secchiaroli tag team to get it across midcourt. Bounce pass ahead to Soderlund. Now out to McBride. High right. Into the corner to Soderlund. Catch and shoot three off the front of the iron. No good. Gannon wrestles the ball away from Jaden Rhodes, and Rhodes called for the personal foul, reaching in.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a desperation attempt to get that offensive rebound by Rhodes.
It's the third of the quarter on Morehead State. And for Jaden Rhodes, personal number one. 4:42 to play in the final quarter, and USI, the lead in the leather, up 9, 59-50. Full court pressure by the Eagles. And before the ball is inbounded, so Paris McBride will pick up a personal foul trying to guard Ralston.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like much, but that's three. It means you're getting pretty close to those bonus shots.
Make it four with that one. From here on out, next foul on Morehead State. That will put USI in the bonus. Ralston streaks ahead, and McBride trying to tap the ball from behind, called for another personal foul, and that does put USI in the bonus.
And that is exactly what we were talking about.
Yep.
Doing such a good job getting stops. Do not give them easy, free points.
Trinity Ralston tonight, 4 points. She's made her only two other free throw attempts so far on the evening. Haley Rhodes and Katie Novick check back in for the Eagles. McBride and Seki Aroli to the bench. Ralston on the year, a 76% free throw shooter coming in. First free throw splash. Back to a double-digit lead now for USI, 60-50, 4:37 to go. Second free throw also on the money. King inbounds to Novick. Passes ahead to Soderlund to break the full court pressure. Soderlund with the basketball on the left wing. Comes around the top of the key, gives it off to Novick. Curls into the lane. Floater in the lane, off the neck of the iron, too strong, and a rebound to USI. I believe that was Green who came down with it. Gets it to Ralston, now out to Raley, around to Saunders on the right wing. Entry pass on the bounce to Gannon. Turn around in the lane over Jaden Rhodes. No good, but a foul on Morehead State against Rhodes.
Yeah, those drive me crazy when they wait to see if the ball goes in before they call the foul or not. If it's a foul, it's a foul.
It's a foul.
If it's not, it's not.
So Chloe Gannon will toe the nail. Free throw up. Rims off. No good. Gannon with 12 points tonight. Now 2 of 3 from the stripe. She's also got 6 points.
And we're going to see Hicks back in, who's done a good job defensively down low.
Second free throw, rims off, no good. King, another rebound for Morehead State. Her 15th of the night. Gets the ball to Novick. To Haley Rhodes now on the left wing in the offensive end. Harassed by Saunders defensively. Pull-up jumper from 16, just outside the free throw line. On the mark for Haley Rhodes. Ball nearly carried by Ralston as she crosses midcourt. She'll dribble it to the left wing and then back it out near the hash. Haley Rhodes will defend on the perimeter against her. To Saunders, who curls out top to take it. Floats down the arc to the left. Gets it to Gannon. Turn around against Jaden Rhodes. Count the basket. And I believe a foul on Jaden Rhodes blocking. Chloe Gannon just eating Jaden Rhodes up right now.
Yep. And you know, Hicks was sitting at the scorer's table waiting to come in. Just didn't get a clock stoppage.
Chloe Gannon right back to the line for another and one possibility here. 14 points on the night. Free throws up. Leaves it short. King, another rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Novick. She'll float down the arc to the left wing. Tried to dribble around Ralston. Finally does. Penetrates. Up and under move. Lays it off the glass and through. Nice hesitation move by Katie Novick. And she now has 6 points tonight. 63-54, the USI lead. Saunders the basketball between the rings. Bounce pass down low to Raley. Up and over Blessing King. Eagles throw over the defense, caught him napping. Haley Rhodes to the bucket, lays it in. And Meredith Raley trailing, called for the foul, getting back too late.
Oh, if you're Raley, you got to be smarter than that.
Yep.
When you're up like this, don't stop the clock and give him an extra point potentially. You know who we haven't seen much of this half? V. Charles.
Veronica Charles.
Yeah, you are correct. Just a couple minutes, maybe.
And you know, she was late to come out for warm-ups tonight. You got to wonder if maybe there's something up with her physically. Rhodes at the line. Too strong with the free throw. Can't convert the and one. But it's a single-digit lead for USI. 2:49 to go. Ralston bounce pass out top to Shafford. Bounce pass low block to Raley. Back to Shafford. Now to Ralston. Wide open left point three. Bottom of the net. Not a defender within 8 feet of her when she released the ball. 68-56 USI. Novick with the basketball. High right. Right in front of Morehead State coach Kayla Petrie. Now rotates to the top of the arc. Down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up and through. Katie Novick taking matters into her own hands.
I'm not even sure how that one went
in. No. 68-58 USI. And Ralston, the standing dribble out high right, running clock. Haley Rhodes comes out to defend and is called for reach again. Number two on Haley. And that will put Ralston at the free throw line.
As physical as she plays, I cannot believe Gannon has gotten through this with zero fouls.
Incredible.
Offensive or defensive, she's a very physical player.
Yes, she is. Ralston's first free throw rims in and out, no good. Trinity run bounce, puts it in the air. She's now in double figures with 10 to go with three rebounds. Morehead State basketball, Haley Rhodes high left. Out to Novick. It goes through her hands into the backcourt. That's a turnover for over and back.
Oh, boy, that's a painful, painful turnover right there.
An 11-point lead for the Screaming Eagles with 1:55 to play, and they'll inbound in their own front court. Shafford gets it into the far corner to Saunders. Back out to Shafford, who kicks it out high right. Now to Ralston. She'll hold it on her hip. Soderlund comes out to pressure. She'll put it on the floor a couple of times. Passes to Shafford. Now out top to Raley. Kicks it far corner to Ralston. Gives it up in the corner to Shafford. Three-point air ball as it overshoots the rim. Haley Rhodes ahead to Novick. She'll lay it up. Can't get the layup to go, but she's fouled. Nice pass to Novick to set her up for a possible and one, but layup would not fall.
That's the second one of those long outlets that Novick has had a hard time with from the left side. She loves being on the right side on those.
And we've got a timeout on the floor. 1:32 to play, fourth quarter. USI leading Morehead State 69-58. We'll take a one-minute break, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Every sandwich has bread. Every burger has a bun. But these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Clock is ticking down for Morehead State, trailing 69-58 to Southern Indiana. Only 1:32 remaining in the fourth quarter here at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis along with Wes Holland. Wes, still, I guess, a possibility, but it's becoming a higher and higher mountain to climb here late.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm telling him,
right?
To be optimistic.
No, yeah. I would say that there is a positive taken out of this game. We are seeing them play some offense that they really haven't played all year. Getting into the mid-range, getting a whole lot of the slashing looks to the basket. Yeah, they've hit a few threes, but they've not relied on it. and they've been able to get into the paint or just outside of the paint. It makes some interesting shots there. So they're adding pieces. They're adding pieces as they're developing.
And they've gotten some very positive lifts from some people who have not been huge contributors for the most part this year. Matilda Soderlund, 20 points tonight. Paris McBride, 3 of 4 from the field, 7 points. And Hannah Hicks, she hasn't scored a point, but she has played her tail off, especially on the defensive end.
I mean, Hannah has been the one player that on defense can handle the bigs of USI.
Eagles do have a chance to score with the clock stopped here as Novick steps to the free throw line for 2. The first one up, rims in and out. Went about halfway down and then spun right back out. So the lead stays at 11 for USI. Novick's second free throw. This one is good. 10-point lead. Full court pressure by Morehead State. Inbounds comes to Ralston. Passes out of a double team to Shafford. Now ahead to Saunders into the front court. To Rayleigh. To Ralston out top to Shafford. She'll kick it to Saunders. Her pass attempt out for Rayleigh. Deflected away by Novick, but she couldn't corral it, and it goes out of bounds far sideline.
Boy, that was a great play by Novick, though. It was the right call. They let two or three passes go through, and she just took her opportunity.
Shot clock did not reset. No change of possession, so it's 13 to shoot as Ralston passes to Green. Bullet pass, low block to Rayleigh, out to Ralston, around to Shafford, to Gannon. Her pass back to Shafford, intercepted by Novick. She'll dribble the other way in a hurry. Bounce pass to King is tapped away by Shafford to Ralston. Streaking the other way, 1-on-2, lays it up, misses it off the bottom of the rim. Hannah Hicks with the rebound. Got it to Haley Rhodes, and she's called for traveling. It looked like she might have been bumped out of bounds by Gannon, but Tom Barron, the near side official, just called a travel. I thought there was contact.
I don't know what to say on that one. Oh, yes, Gannon absolutely pushed her out of bounds on that.
So USI will inbound. Green on the baseline. Look at Saunders on the baseline. Missed it. King had the ball. Had it knocked away. Got it to Gannon. Misses the point-blank shot. Haley Rhodes the rebound. Quickly ahead to Soderlund. 2-on-2. Pull-up jumper right side of the lane. No good. Ralston had good position blocking out King, and the ball will bounce out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles.
Yeah, I realize that vaccines are controversial. I didn't realize that there was a vaccine for fouls.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
Apparently Gannon got that before the game.
30-second timeout called, I believe, by USI. Morehead State down 10, 34.8 seconds to play. But screaming Eagle basketball. USI has missed its last 4 field goal tries. The Eagles have hit 4 of their last 5, but the Eagles have also turned it over 4 times in less than 2 minutes, Wes.
Yeah, they have not finished the 4 strong. They did such a good job in the third finishing strong. They have not finished the 4 strong, but really they're pressuring. They're trying to get the ball in places that are really they shouldn't be trying to get it to. They are having to be more aggressive on the defensive end and committing fouls. They're being desperate. And that's kind of the position they were in when they were down 10 points with a minute and a half left. So certainly they played better earlier in this game than they have recently. It's 17 turnovers. You can't win a game against a superior opponent when you make 17 turnovers.
Especially when they only turn it over 8 times themselves.
Right.
Red State slow to break its huddle. And the Eagles will make their way back to the defensive end. Corey Handley across the way will inbound at the left hash. Bounces it in to Saunders, but has it taken away by Novick. Another steal for the Morehead State freshman. Gets bumped by Gannon, finally. A foul, but that's going to go against Corey Handley, reaching in from behind. I want that vaccine.
You're talking about. I'm telling you, now, man.
Katie
good.
Novick back to the line with 28.3 seconds to play, and the Eagles down 10. Make it 9 as Novick is right on the money with the first. Katie tonight now with 10 points, 2 of 4 from the stripe.
no coaches like moral victories, but if they can finish double or single digits to end this game, that's a win.
And Novick on the mark with the second. Coach Rick Stein calls a timeout, 30-second variety, and the Screaming Eagles will be able to inbound in the front court because of that.
Now, don't tell Coach P that I said that, because she will find me and hunt me down if I use the moral victory term. But, yeah, especially the way the game went in Evansville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is an improvement. And again, most of this team, we talked about it early in the season, but we haven't since then. Most of this team is new to each other. Yeah, this is one season in almost at this point with a team that had, what, 80% turnover from last season?
Yeah.
So to see them progressing like this gives me a whole lot of hope for the OVC tournament, frankly.
Handley will again trigger the inbound for USI right in front of her bench. Gets it in on the bounce to Saunders, high left, guarded by Novick. Novick sticking right with her. Saunders dribbles between the circles, 19 seconds. In the quarter, shot clock is off, and finally a foul called on Katie Novick on the perimeter.
She was playing great defense on that time. Mm-hmm. Playing great defense. Intense. She almost had two or three turnovers right there.
But Saunders will go to the line for two shots. First one up, right on the mark. Saunders now with 11 points on the night. A little below her average from last week of 19. Second one rims off, no good. King, another rebound for Morehead State. Soderlund will come back to take it and dribble it into the front court, right side. Step back three-pointer, got it. Matilda Soderlund. Five threes on the night, 23 points, a whistle and a foul on the inbound against Morehead State.
Very fitting that Tilly gets that three right there at the end of the game. She has had a heck of a night.
Novick just picked up her third personal. Saunders back to the line with 5.6 seconds to go and a six-point USI lead. Free throw up. Got it.
Wayne, the Eagles are playing it through to the end. Let's see if she hits this. Let's see if they call a timeout. Let's see just how serious they are.
Free throw is good. And they'll just inbound to Novick. She'll dribble it across the timeline, fake to the left, drives, no basket, laid it up and through, but after the horn had sounded and the red line around the backboard had turned on, and so the final score from Johnson Arena in the women's half of tonight's women's men's doubleheader, Southern Indiana 72, Morehead State 64. We'll take a break and come back with our postgame here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here, ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Back at Johnson Arena, where the Morehead State women have fallen to the first place team in the Ohio Valley Conference, Southern Indiana, with the win tonight. USI seals up the outright regular season crown in the Ohio Valley Conference for women's basketball this season. So congratulations to Coach Rick Stein and his crew. And we're joined now by his Morehead State counterpart, Kayla Petrie. Kayla, your team never quit, put up a great fight, came back from a little bit of a hole there at the beginning, but just not quite enough down the stretch.
Yes, sir. I really am not sure what to say. I feel like we say the same things every time. Our starts absolutely kill us, and we dig ourselves in a hole. As a coach, I guess I got to do a better job getting them ready to play. We were plus 10 on the boards. Missed 5 free throws, only shoot 12, they shoot 21, and that's not officiating. That's not what I'm saying at all. That's us being passive versus that zone. Just settling for 3-point shots. 17 turnovers to their 9, and that's against the zone. We can't have that.
And that resulted in a 19-7 points off turnover advantage for
right.
them.
42-28, nearly doubled up in the paint. Second chance points, we beat them on that. But
you said coming into this game, I asked you what kind of sets this USI team apart from the other teams in the OVC.
They don't beat themselves.
No,
man.
They don't. And you talked about their low post presence, and boy, was that ever so evident.
On a positive note, though, Hannah.
Absolutely.
Hannah came in, and, I think her physicalness hurt them a little bit,
yep.
For somebody that hasn't been playing as many minutes, so that's a positive. But how many points did 22, she had 13, 25 had 14, so there's 27, and then 45 had 14. My goodness.
Yeah.
What is that all added up? 42?
42.
Right, look at that math.
Yep.
Cisco, Texas. Thanks, Miss Davis.
Yeah, you talk about Hannah Hicks. She didn't score a point tonight, but she had, I believe it was 8 rebounds on the evening. If I'm not mistaken, let me double check my math there. Yep, 8 rebounds. And then Matilda Soderlund off the bench came up large as well. 23 points, 5 of 10 from 3-point range.
How about 18 rebounds by Blessing
yep.
King?
Yep.
That's effort, that's heart. So there's things to build on. Those are two massive numbers against a good team.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
We've got to have everybody. We don't have the firepower where people can take nights off.
Yeah.
Starts off. But.
Well, and you don't have a whole lot of time to rest either. This stretch of 4 games in 4 states in 8 days. You're on the bus bright and early tomorrow heading to
6 a.m., yes, sir.
To Macomb, Illinois to take on WIU Thursday.
I appreciate it. Can I?
You can book.
All right. I'll
Thank
see
you so
you.
Much.
I asked you like we're not on the radio. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Coach Kayla Petrie, again, the final score, USI 72, Morehead State 64. We will take a break and come back and talk about it a little bit more right after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations.
St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
72-64, Southern Indiana knocks off Moorhead State tonight in the women's half of our OVC men's women's basketball doubleheader at Johnson Arena. Tom Lewis and Wes Holland with you. Wes, you were here listening as Coach Petrie was giving her take on how things transpired here tonight. Any final thoughts from you?
She basically said everything that I was going to say. I was like, because they were obvious, right? I mean, the things that were there were obvious. But, yeah, I have a question for you, Tom. Who do you give the game ball to if you're Moorhead State, King or Soderlund? Because you brought up a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. I would probably go with Matilda. And I hate to say this, but it's because Blessing's doing what Blessing's done all year long.
Right.
And you've got Matilda, who, with that scoring vacuum tonight, with Veronica Charles being off for the most part, Katie Novick not really putting up typical Katie numbers, Tilly Soderlund really stood out. 8 of 16 from the field, 5 of 10 from three-point range. You know, she shot 50% overall when the team itself was only 40%.
Right, and she played the best defense I've seen her play all year. She was down in her stance, low wide slide. She was in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Did a great job. I'd have to say the same thing, but it's hard not to say 18 points.
Oh, I know.
I mean, 18 rebounds, 6 points for King on 2 of 3 shooting. She doesn't take a lot of shots to get some points.
Right.
I mean, there were some good standout performances. They actually only finished minus 2 on the extra possessions because of all the offensive rebounds that they were able to get. But, man, how different could it have been if they didn't do 17 turnovers in this game? 12. Even 12 or 13 could have made that a completely different looking ball game. So looking forward to Western Illinois, however. That's a big one, Tom.
It is. It's huge. We'll see how things shake out with all of the play coming up Thursday night in the OVC. But this drops the Eagles a half game behind that log jam tie for third. But they still have a realistic chance with 3 more games to play to make some waves. Let's take a look at your final numbers, sponsored by Whitaker Bank. USI, 27 of 60 from the field, 45%, 5 of 19 from three-point range, 26.3%, and 13 of 21 from the charity stripe, 62%. Moorhead State, 25 of 62, 40.3%, hit 7 of their 23 trays, 30.4%, and 7 of 12 from the foul line, 58.3%. Rebounding, it was a 44-34 advantage for Moorhead State, including 14-8 on the offensive end. Assists, 12 for Moorhead State, 13 for USI. Turnovers, as we talked about, a big deal. USI turned it all over only 9 times, Moorhead State 17, and that led to a 19-7 discrepancy in points off turnovers in favor of USI. Individually, USI led in scoring by 14 points for Madison Webb, 14 as well for Chloe Gannon, and 13 for Meredith Raley. 10 points for Trinity Ralston, also in double figures, 8 for Vanessa Shafford. For Morehead State, Matilda Soderlund, huge on the offensive end tonight. 5 of 10 from three-point range, finishes with 23 points. 11 points as well for Katie Novick, finishing in double figures. And then you had Rhodes with 8, 6 apiece for King and Sekiaroli, 7 for McBride, 3 for Charles. Blessing King also finishing with 18 total rebounds. We'll take one more break and wrap it up, get set for tonight's men's action as we continue here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Johnson Arena, the final score in tonight's OVC Women's Basketball Showdown. Southern Indiana beats Morehead State 72-64. With the win, USI improves to 19-6 overall, 14-1 in OVC play. And with this victory, the outright regular season OVC title for the USI Screaming Eagles. Congratulations to Coach Rick Stein and his crew for that. Morehead State with the loss, and even 13-13 overall. Still over 500 in OVC play at 8-7, and the loss drops the Eagles a half game behind that logjam tie for third with 3 games left on the regular season schedule. For my partner Wes Holland and our studio engineer Ian Corbin, I'm Tom Lewis. Don't forget the Morehead State men will be in action, tipping off at about 7:30. Chuck Mraz and Drew Barnett will have the call for you here on the ESN here in just a few minutes, and then the women and men will travel to Macomb, Illinois on Thursday evening to take on the Leathernecks of Western Illinois. Women's game will tip off at 6 o'clock with pregame at 5:45. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next time on the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.